I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. This week, the shore of the lower Flathead River west of Ronan is the biggest classroom in Montana. Fourth and fifth graders from across western Montana are here for the River Honoring, an annual event hosted by the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, where kids learn about the plants and animals native to the reservation.
So this is what's known as a western lark.
Traditional values and ways of living.
Only us can make this place look like it is now by learning to take care of it.
And how humans can alter ecosystems.
Okay, when you have a bunch of cows, what do they leave behind? They leave a bunch of poo.
Those were representatives from the Tribal Forestry Department, the Salish Pend'oreille Culture Committee, and Tribal Division of Environmental Protection. This year, two of the 20 learning stations deal with what many on the reservation consider a pressing threat to the health of their waterways, their wildlife, and even their own culture, the spread of aquatic invasive species.
And we're going to watch today and see what happens to our lake.
Georgia Smees is an aquatic biologist for the Flathead tribes. She's playing a game to show a group of fourth graders from Lolo how habitat for native fish can shrink when a non-native species is introduced. For example, the New Zealand mud snail.
It doesn't belong here. It's not native here. Nothing here can eat it or kill it.
A kid representing the snail steps into the imaginary lake.
Everybody take a step in, because they're here.
The snail infests the lake and takes over habitat for the native bull trout. Same with the flowering rush, the American bullfrog, and zebra and quagga mussels.
Very good.
Those last two, the zebra and quagga mussels, aren't here yet, and Georgia Smees is working hard to keep it that way.
Today, I'm excited to be able to teach children about how they can be agents of change and agents of protection with regards to aquatic invasive species.
Smees and other tribal biologists have spent the spring giving presentations about the invasive mussels to different groups on the reservation. They've dropped brochures and pamphlets in stores and restaurants. They have PSAs ready to air on TV and the radio. And they're even working on a movie trailer to show at local cinemas. Teaching kids about the risk is part of an aggressive public education plan.
As a mom and as a former teacher, I can guarantee you these kids will look forward to that opportunity to tell mom and dad what to do with that boat and watercraft. So, in a fun way. But yeah, I'm confident they'll be carrying the message out today.
But according to a new study from the University of Montana's Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research, a lot of people are still missing the message.
That's alarming in and of itself.
Norma Nickerson is director of the institute. Her team surveyed 12,000 Montana residents about whether they were aware of two water closures last summer that resulted from aquatic invasive species.
21%, if you took all Montanans, had not heard of either of those events.
A closer look at those numbers showed that people younger than 35 were significantly less likely to know about lake closures last summer due to quagga and zebra mussels than those over 35. Nickerson found that breakdown insightful.
I'm sure most people who did know about it either saw it on a TV news segment, they heard it on the radio, or they read it in a newspaper. And the younger people, this is what this is telling me, and maybe I could be corrected, but they're probably not using those typical media outlets where we share this kind of information. And that's where some things have to probably get changed up a bit.
The study also tracked how many Montanans recreate in water, almost three quarters say they do, and how people would react if their favorite waterway were closed. Most would go to another lake or stream. But the big takeaway for Nickerson was that if managers really want to keep invasive mussels out, they need to find a new way to communicate with the younger generation.
It means that we now have to get the information out in probably 15 different modes rather than three that we used to be totally, you know, involved in, radio, TV, and newspaper. And it's not that way anymore. So it makes the job of communication that much harder.
Back at the River Honoring, I ask the fourth graders what they remember from their game.
that some stuff is bad to put in our water. and that it can ruin the fish's lives and everything in the water.
And that people are bringing in animals that shouldn't, non-native clams that shouldn't be in the water, and it's basically polluting the water a little bit.
We also learned how to get them away.
Awesome. What do you do to get them away?
Clean, drain, and dry.
Like the mussels, the message sticks once you catch your audience's attention. In Moise, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.